Today we celebrate the feast of the mystery of the cross of Christ. There is probably no other symbol that is so recognized throughout the world as the symbol of the cross. There are billions of crosses displayed in the world this day. We find them in buildings and on the facades of buildings. We find them erected and standing outside on hills and in meadows. They're found in our homes, they're found in bedrooms and kitchens. They're worn as jewelry, as necklaces and earrings and rings. They're used by the old and the young, by believers and by people who are not too sure what they believe. And yet, for all I would suggest, there is a sense that in this symbol or in this sign is reflected a truth about life, about love, about fidelity, about goodness. The anthropologist René Girard says that the cross of Jesus Christ is the most revolutionary event ever to have occurred in human history. The cross of Jesus Christ. The meaning of that cross sometimes eludes our understanding. When something is very deep and very central, and when something touches the very core of existence, it is difficult to get our heads around that. It is difficult to intellectually understand it. We come to an understanding very often bit by bit, step by step. And depending on the depth of the reality, we may never come to fully understand it. That doesn't mean we don't know it. Knowing and understanding are not the same thing. You and I know the truth of love and goodness, mercy and forgiveness. We know it in our experience. The knowledge that we have is a knowledge of the heart. It's a knowledge of the soul. It is an unshakable knowledge. Even though we may not have words to express what we know. A few years ago, Time magazine ran a feature issue on the cross of Christ. Part of that magazine was dedicated to artistic representations of the cross. Part of that magazine special issue was focused upon the history of the cross. But then there was a large section of that magazine in which many, many men and women were interviewed about what does the cross mean to you? There was one woman who said, "I'm not sure that I understand what the cross is all about. But I did have an experience as a child that helped me know something about the cross. Then she went on to say that when she was a young girl, an early teen, her mother had been murdered by a jealous boyfriend. And she said that when she saw the blood-soaked mattress, and when she saw her mother's bloody handprint on the wall, there was something deep within her that urged her to search out for a connection between her mother's story and the blood on the mattress, and Jesus' story and the blood on the cross. After all, that's the challenge of the life of faith, to search out the connection between my story and Jesus' story. To search out the connection between my life and Jesus' life. And St. Mark, the first evangelist, the earliest evangelist, reminds us that the cross of Jesus is the secret that unlocks the meaning of life. That in the cross, you and I find the answer to life. Not life in general, not life in the abstract, but the meaning of my life, the meaning of your life, the meaning of the life of every single human being. The cross of Jesus is the mystery of life. It is referred to in the liturgy as the tree of life. Now that mystery of life is celebrated every single time we come together. What we do at the altar of the Lord is we celebrate the mystery of the cross of Christ. His dying, his rising, and his sending forth the Spirit. That's the mystery of the cross. And you and I get a glimpse from time to time of how that mystery and our individual lives connect. What we do week after week as we come to celebrate the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the cross, is we come not opening our heads as much as opening our hearts. We come not so much to understand as we come to know. And bit by bit, week by week, year by year, we come to know the connection between our story and the story of Jesus rooted in his cross.